This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning, and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Hello, good morning everyone. My name is Keras. You're listening to Love Keras on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And welcome. I hope you're all having a fantastic morning. So yeah, as I said, my name is Keras. I'm kind of well known in the area for my body work. I'm also the author and artist of Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing oracle, which is a self-help pack of cards that kind of helps you know what's going on in your energy from day to day, from time to time. And today I'm here chatting with my amazing friend, Ty. Hi, Ty.
Hi, Keras.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great, thanks. And thanks for this opportunity.
Thank you for coming. I love having a chat with my friends. Nothing, you know, just a little chit-chat as to what's going on in the world, what's going on in your world. And it's just a great opportunity to share the love and spread the word.
Yeah, I appreciate being able to share a bit about myself too, because I've kind of been hiding away for many years and I'm sort of coming out of my shell now.
Yeah, a bit of a dark horse, eh?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's about time. I'm 67 now, so better start late than never at all, I suppose.
You've got a few stories to tell then.
Oh, yes, I have, yes.
So where are you located at the moment?
Oh, I'm still here in Taranaki.
Yeah,
I've lived away from Taranaki a few times, like back in the early 80s, which is about 45 years ago. I lived over in the East Coast. Before that I lived up north, and then up in Dargaville, Whangarei, and then I ended up in Taumaranui for about 12 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, and I came back to Taranaki about 2000.
What brought you back to Taranaki?
Oh, the freezing works.
Oh.
The freezing works in Eltham. Yep. So, yeah, I got a job there and worked there for a while. Yeah.
And what do you do yourself these days? You're not at the freezing works anymore?
No, I'm retired now. I retired a couple of years ago, so now I'm just studying Te Reo Māori. I'm getting back into my carving as well, Māori carving. And hopefully I'll get back into my poetry too.
Ah, poetry. Tell me more.
Yes, well, my wife and I, we used to have a show, and our first show was in Stratford in 2017. And we did one show in Opaneki and another one in Hawera. And, that was a real icebreaker, and we loved doing that. We alternated. I did my poems, and my wife did. She writes her own songs, so she did a song, and then we alternated like that. And we took people on a journey of discovery of maybe abuse when they're in abusive relationships and how they progressed out of that and became free.
Yeah. It's amazing. You never know how your words are going to affect people.
No, you don't. You know, the last poem I recited was called Freedom, and that says it all. I could share that if you wish.
I'd love to hear that.
It's only a short 30-second one.
Go for it.
Freedom has no cost. It demands nothing, nor does it judge or test us into submission. Freedom brings wealth and goodness to the heart. Freedom stands tall and majestic, proudly calling the humble to task. Freedom forgives those who have used and abused you, and looks beyond the treachery and betrayal of those you once trusted. Freedom heals and melts the hardest of hearts. And then my wife would play a song she wrote, which was very, very similar.
We should have had you both on the show.
I know. Well, she
your grandbaby wasn't very well tonight,
Well, actually, I've spent half my life with my wife.
Yeah?
We've been together 35 years.
Well, that's no fair to accomplish.
No, that's pretty good going these days. Yeah, we've had our ups and downs, but who hasn't?
No, exactly. I've known you guys how long now? Oof. 10 years?
10, 15.
Something like that. And you've always been an amazing team, both of you together.
Oh, we've met some wonderful people here in Taranaki. We used to belong to the Spiritualist Church in New Plymouth.
Okay.
She was the secretary for a while, and I was the vice chairperson or vice president.
Yeah.
For a couple of years. And that was about 15 years ago.
Wow.
And that was a good experience.
Time flies,
eh? Some lovely people. Yeah.
There's some beautiful people in Taranaki, and I've had the pleasure of meeting quite a few.
I'm still meeting good people.
Absolutely. Day by day, aye. Yeah, your vibe attracts your tribe, though.
Yeah.
What you put out is what you get back.
You find your soul family.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, it's been great getting to know you a little bit. And would you like to choose a song?
Okay. All right.
What song would you like to listen to?
Caravan of Love.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll play that right now.
One by one, we're gonna stand up with pride, one that can't be denied. Stand up, stand up. From the highest mountain valley low, we'll join together with hearts of gold. Now the children of the world can see, this is a better place for us to be. The place in which we were born, so neglected and torn apart. Every woman, every man, join the caravan of love.
Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
Everybody take a stand, join the caravan of love.
Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
I'm your brother. I'm your brother, don't you know? She's my sister. She's my sister, don't you know? We'll be living in a world of peace. Won't you let your love flow
from your heart? Every woman, every man, join the caravan of love. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
Everybody take a stand,
join the caravan of love.
Stand up,
stand up,
stand up. I'm your brother. My sister.
So that was the House Martins, Caravan of Love. And whoa, that was a blast from the past.
Yes, I've always loved that song, you know, like we're all brothers and sisters now. I never used to always think that, though.
Well, family is really blood, in my opinion.
Yeah. 100% agree.
Yeah, and the people that we meet along the way will become like family, if not more.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Very blessed in our circumstances and community.
Yeah, that song resonates with me.
So, tell me, where did you come from, Ty? Who made you who you are? What made you who you are? What's your favourite parts of your journey so far?
Wow, where do I begin? My dad, he's from down in the South Island. His name's Patrick Moore. And my mum's from here in Taranaki. Her name was Mere Ngaia. And I'm the oldest of 12 children.
12?
Yeah, 12 children. And we lived in Inglewood, Kaponga, Inglewood, Waitara. Yeah, we lived in all those towns growing up. Yeah, it was a great life.
You'd have been an interesting childhood, never short of somebody to hang up with.
Yeah, oh, we had lots of babysitting duties.
As you do.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was a good life. I had a good childhood. Made lots of good friends too in Inglewood, and I went to Francis Douglas College as well as a daughter.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Went to convent school in Kaponga.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. Still got some good friends there. Yeah. Yes, I was an altar boy.
An altar boy?
An altar boy, yes. I was so proud. And, I just kept up my Catholic tradition by going, like I said earlier, to Francis Douglas.
Yeah.
Boys College.
Was that the one in New Plymouth?
Yes. What can I say about that? Not really much. I did get into the first 15.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was good at sports at that time. Played rugby, did athletics, and after that I did karate with Helen Upson.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had a club in Inglewood too for a while. We branched off on New Plymouth. Yeah, that was it. Then I played the Inglewood Rugby Club as well after that. And then, not even a year later, I went to Borthwick's in Waitara to get a job when I left school. And one thing led to another and I joined the Black Power.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a change in scenery.
Well, it was just friends. We were just hanging out with each other. And
yeah.
Just one thing led to another and just got deeper and deeper into it. And before you realised it, you're wearing patches and going for trips out of town and visiting other gang members from other cities and just doing what they do. Well, I did that for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually became the leader of that gang then, back in those times. I was in the late 70s.
Okay.
It was 50 years ago.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
Mm.
How did that go for you?
Yeah, that was very tumultuous. Yeah, I don't think I'd like to do that again.
No.
I remember looking down the worst end of a rifle 13 times that I can remember.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's not a good life. Very short life.
Yeah.
I was just lucky.
Yeah.
Mm, very lucky.
So what made you change your mind about that lifestyle?
Well, believe it or not, I said to my friends, oh, I want to pull out now. I want to learn my Māori tanga.
Yeah.
Learn my language, my cultural language, my identity, and go back to the marae. And one of my marae was, believe it or not, Parihaka, where it's got a big tradition of passive resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was quite a travesty or a paradox. You know, you're a man of violence when and your ancestors are teaching passive resistance.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Did you miss the other life, or was you embracing the new?
Oh, no, I missed it. I just got it all out of my system. I had to change the way I dressed, obviously.
Yeah.
I had to change the way I talked.
Yes.
I had to actually become a new person.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, and that didn't happen overnight either.
No. It's a choice, isn't it? It's always a choice that you have to make for yourself.
It was a big choice for me. I actually gave away a lot of power.
Yeah.
And a lot of influence.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always had money, always had food. I had everything I wanted. But when I left, I had to get a job.
Yeah.
Try and be a good person. Yeah, that was hard. But, you know, back in those times, I was going to be like that for the rest of my life. That's all I thought. That was me for the rest of my life till the day I died. But then something else came up that was more important.
Yeah.
So I changed. Yeah, I changed.
And we all need that one thing to help us along. We all need to find that one thing. What was it for you? What was that one thing?
Well, I'll just go back half a step.
Yeah.
I described myself as the tumbleweed in the desert, you know. It's like if an idea or a whim came across and I was with some people, and a whim is like the wind, and it just blows that tumbleweed wherever that wind blows. And that was me. I was that tumbleweed. No rhythm, no rhyme.
No direction. No direction. Just going with the flow.
No direction. No guidance from anybody. No one came up to me and said, oh, hey, Ty, I think you're down the wrong way, mate.
Yeah.
Come back. Yeah. Well, no one said that to me.
Would you have listened, though?
Probably not. But I think back about that, though. No one ever did. You know?
Yeah. So the fact that you made that decision for yourself says a lot about your character.
Yeah, I had a kind of a chip on my shoulder too, you know, because I'm my dad's European and my mum's a Māori. And it was sort of like you're stuck between two worlds.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I remember being at this party in New Plymouth and we're all drinking and smoking dope, and there was this European guy with us, and he happened to mention he had a Māori wife. And I said to him, you know what, you better get your kids to learn their Māori tanga, because otherwise they'll end up like me. And he looked at me. This was about 50 years ago, so I'll be interested to know what those kids are doing now.
Would be.
Yeah.
Well, your life has flip-flopped a bit, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So what's the other side of the coin these days? Where do you see yourself now?
Well, I'm actually trying to learn. I'm still trying to learn the reo of the Māori language.
Yeah.
The genealogy. It's very important to Māoris. And I remember when I used to live up north, because most Māoris always ask you when you're a stranger, where are you from? And I couldn't tell them. I just said I was from Taranaki. And when I lived over on the East Coast in Rutoria, same question. Oh, I'm just from Taranaki. But, you know, since I've learnt my genealogy, I've got some of my relations are from those areas.
Wow.
So, you know, you've got to know who you are. But we didn't go to the Marais or to Māori things growing up. It was just all European. So, you know, you thought like a European.
Yeah.
You talked like a European, but you didn't look like one. So it was kind of like you're in no man's land.
Yeah.
Between two armies.
Yeah.
So it was pretty hard being young. But you always got accepted if you were good at playing rugby or rugby league or athletics or doing martial arts.
Yeah.
You're always accepted. But I remember, like, if you're playing rugby and you go to the trials, if back in my time, you had to be twice as good to get into the best team.
Yeah.
And even if you were better, that wasn't good enough because of your colour.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you stood out, oh, God, I'll have to pick you. They'll have to pick you. But that's the way it was. Yeah.
The world hasn't changed in that respect much, has it?
No, I think it's getting worse, actually. But I'm glad I've changed.
What would you say the biggest treasure of your life is these days?
The biggest
treasure. What are you proud of yourself?
I actually love myself now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the biggest treasure for me. I never loved myself when I was younger. I put myself in situations where I could easily have died many times over, but I didn't care. Oh, now I do, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's this dirty little word called colonization.
Yeah.
And I've actually learnt a bit about it over the years. And I was a good example of that. I think you have, like, you know, I was angry when I was younger. I was angry. I had no tools to deal with that anger and just fell into a life of, you know, just gang life. And I actually got a bit of respect in that gang life because people feared me and I just described it as respect, but really it was fear.
Yeah.
But that's how I got my respect, which was totally wrong, of course.
Yeah.
But I love myself now, and I don't hurt people anymore. Or myself.
Well, from personal knowledge, I'd say that you and your whānau are one of the most giving. You've totally gone back. It's not through respect, because it's not respect because I fear you. It's respect because I love you and everything that you're about. I'd say your energy, I probably wouldn't have recognised you in those days, but these days your energy is absolutely gold.
Oh, thank you, Kiris. No, I actually, like I said earlier, I love myself now. Yeah, I'm a good man.
You are a good man. Thank you for sharing that story.
I acknowledge that.
It's not always easy to talk about things like that, but I appreciate you sending that story to us.
Well, I think a lot of people wouldn't say that. They'd just like to know all the nice things.
Yeah.
Like 2 months ago, I went to meet my godmother for the first time, and she's a nun. She's been a nun all her life, and she spent the last 21 years in the Vatican City. And I went to meet her up in Auckland, like I said, for the first time. And I just wanted to tell all the good things about my life, but I thought, oh, no, I've got to be honest. But I think I traumatised her. And she, she said a prayer and a little wire tip at the end because we had lunch with her. We spent about 3 hours with her, my wife and I, and she said, oh, now it's your turn. You've got to say a prayer for me. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing that story. It's very humbling to hear words like that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, if it ever helps anybody. You know.
I'm sure it'll help a lot of people who have friends or whānau in the same kind of situation, wondering if there's ever going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. And you can say for sure,
well,
from your experience.
I'll tell you what, I was going to be a black power for the rest of my life till the day I died. I was staunch. You couldn't get a more stauncher person than me. I ended up being the president. So when you change your belief systems, there's something more important pops up and you change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody can only see.
Everybody's different.
Yeah. You can only see your story from your own perspective,
yeah,
too.
Yes.
So, yeah, having a perspective like that where,
yeah,
God is God, you know, you are God.
Yeah.
And then now you realise that there's so much more to be grateful for.
That's a beautiful comment there. And I also respect people that are in the gang too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the gang gives them a place to stay.
Yeah.
Gives them a family.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like, if they haven't got a family elsewhere, that's their family.
Yeah.
So I get that too. I get that too. Yeah, I understand that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ty. So, Ty, let's follow on that amazing career role with a piece of music. Have you got something that you'd like to do?
Yeah,
share?
I'd like to. There's a song I really like. It's called "My Sweet Lord" by George Harrison.
Yeah,
and it means a lot to me because I was only not even a year and a half, maybe. Yeah, about a year and a half before I joined the gang, I was at high school, at the boys' high school,
yeah.
Francis Douglas.
Yeah.
And long story short, we went on this retreat out in the bush, and one of the boys had a vision of a celestial being. I think he said it was like the mother.
Yeah.
So about 15 of us, when we came back from our retreat, used to have little prayer meetings at lunchtime at the school by the church. And I remember praying in this little room, and I had this vision of Jesus in front of me. He had his hands on my head. And I just felt the love from his hands going down my head, down my shoulders, down my body, and the love was so strong, I just cried. I just couldn't stop crying. And even when I went back to class, I was still crying. I just couldn't stop crying because the love was so powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even though I felt that, I still joined the Black Power. You know, but I never forgot that.
Yeah. And you've remembered it now?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what brought you back?
Yes, I think so.
Cool. We'll play that now. George Harrison, My Sweet Lord. Thank
yes.
you.
I
Well, thanks, Ty. That was an amazing chat there. And thanks for being so honest and open about where you've been and where you've come from. What an amazing story.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I have to add, though, that this song means so much to me because it just reminds me of how much God loves you, even though you may turn your back on God. I realized even through those troubled times in my life, God never turned his or her back on me.
Mm.
I was so protected. When I look back on it, I should have died many times. But I'm still here.
You are.
I'm still here.
I'm glad of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've learned from that. I've learned to be appreciative. And I just so don't take things for granted anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have more compassion for other people as well as myself. Yes, definitely. I'm actually beginning to just come out of my shell, even though, like I said earlier, I'm 67. It's only in the last couple of years, actually. Yeah, it's only in the last couple of years. Sometimes the dots just seem to join up from 50 years ago when I had an elder back in the 80s and 70s. His name was Sonny Waru. And he took me under his wing for a time. And I used to go and visit him, and he gave me some very good advice and told me some things, and I never forgot those things. And they even resound with me even now, today. Yeah.
Yes, amazing the teachers that we meet in our lives.
Yes, yes. He was a great man, a great elder, very respected. Yes. I've had a lot of teachers over the years. When I was living in Rurotoria, one of my daughters passed away, and there was a very tragic time in my life. And I went from there to Taumaranui. I lived in Rurotoria for 2 years, and then I went to Taumaranui for some sort of healing. And there was a man there called Alexander Phillips, who was a healer and a very great leader of his people. And I lived on his marae for about 12 years, and I learnt a lot there too. Yes, he was a good man. He passed away, it was about 2000, oh, I can't remember now. 12, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I learnt a lot of him too.
And as the saying goes, when the student is ready, the teacher appears.
Yes, yes. Yes. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I think I'm my own teacher now. I think I've progressed.
Evolution, baby, evolution.
Yeah.
And talking about teaching, how's about we choose some cards to share with the community?
All right.
Let's see what's going on within the energy at the moment. What's floating around that we need to know about? And as usual, I'll be using my cards, so I'm going to have a bit of a shuffle now and see what pops out. And Ty, what cards are you using today?
Oh, I got these special cards that I acquired. Peace of Mind, they're called.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Snap! I wonder if we're going to get the same cards popping up. Wow. All right, come on then, guides. Frank. Oh, nice. So the card that I've pulled is the End of Line, and it's called To Death Do Us Part. And this card is all about how our life evolves. through lessons and through whatever we've been through that's brought us from A to B. Because it's not what's happened to us, it's what's happened for us. Everything within our lives has been for a reason, every single situation, yeah? So for you, except for you, Ty, for example, you had to experience that lifetime, that lifestyle.
Yes, I did.
And then you had to make the choice to say, it's not for me anymore.
No.
It really isn't. So, yeah, this is for the collective. If you were going through a situation that you may or may not be entirely happy with at the moment, it's all about balance, okay? And learning, oh, my gosh, the only way our inner beings or our God can let us know what's going on in our world is by emotions. Our emotions will always tell us yes or no. Our emotions will always say go for it or stay away, okay? And it's that happy or sad feeling, literally. And if you can learn how to balance your emotions when you're in a particular circumstance, even if somebody is shouting and screaming in your face, if you can be calm and say, okay, I can feel you hurting, but your pain isn't my pain.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? If you can feel somebody's energy getting really riled up and you've got that chance to stop and say, yeah, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but I have to keep my emotions balanced to keep my energy on an even keel. If I want to go towards something that's very important to me, I need to not be angry about it. I need to be peaceful and calm and walk, not run. And by running, you're threatening, you know, it's always a chance that you could trip over a stone and fall flat on your face, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So walking slowly and calmly towards a goal is always best than doing it out of anger.
Yes, and I think a lot of us learn that a bit late when we're young men.
Yeah.
We're just ruled by our emotions.
You get all that testosterone running through as well, you know, all those.
Oh, and everyone's watching.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to be the man.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, boy.
So what cards have you pulled?
What's this one? Pull yourself together. Wow. Yeah, I'm pulling all the different parts of me back together.
Yeah.
Yes. Seeing myself for who I am. A loving, kind, gentle person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've always got all the tools that you need to do that. You just need to know that and trust in yourself that you can do that. Because knowing and doing is two separate things sometimes.
And trusting, yeah.
Awesome.
What's this one?
Unleashed.
Oh.
So that card there, Unleashed, that's all about, again, walking. You've already been through the worst parts. You've already passed the hurdles. Now it's time to be proud of who you are and the strength that you've achieved and everything that you've evolved into from that point to this.
Yeah, that's so poignant to me because I remember watching this movie years ago called Shallow Hell. And I thought to myself, yeah, that's me. I'm exactly like that person. Shallow way of thinking. Shallow way of judging other people. But now, you know, I'm past all that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm past all that now.
Awesome.
I remember someone saying to me once, oh, you know, if you go and visit somebody and they start sweeping the floor, that means they don't want you there. And I thought to myself, wow, that's deep. Well, back in those days it was.
Yeah.
That was deep.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're listening there and you experience these type of energies around you at the moment, it doesn't matter where you've been as long as you don't stay there. It's okay to look back in the past and reflect about mistakes or mishaps or wrong turnings. It's okay to relive the past as long as you're thinking about it from the past, not the present. Well, you don't have to live in that past.
You know what you just reminded me of? You reminded me of the three feathers representing Parihaka, the marae around the coast, where a lot of my family are buried and where they used to live. And the three feathers, one first feather means glory to God on high. The second one is peace on earth. And the third one is goodwill to all people. And outwardly, you can have goodwill to other people, but when you look at it deeper, it's goodwill to yourself. Because I've got European blood in me too, so I have to have goodwill to my European side too.
Indeed.
Goodwill to all people, regardless of race, creed, or colour.
Yeah.
So you've got to love you've got to love yourself totally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, this is only skin deep, literally.
Yeah, it is.
Our physical being is literally skin deep. You strip the outside off and we're all the same on the inside. We've all got, you know, we all cut ourselves and bleed red blood.
Well, funny you should say that. Years ago, an Indian friend of mine said to me, "Ty, you're a great Māori poet." And I said, "No, I'm not. I'm a universal poet."
Yeah.
I don't want to make myself smaller than I am.
Yeah. I'm a human being.
I'm a human.
Yeah.
Love
Excellent. Excellent. I love that.
Yeah.
And that's time for another song now. So what song have you got on next, Ty?
I've got this song from Roger Whittaker. I really resonate with this song because it talks about belief systems and changing them. Even though you might think you're doing it for your country and your God, there's something even more important. And it's like doing the right thing and changing your belief systems, even though you may get pressure from other people. And that's why I like the song. I think he was quite brave bringing this out when he did. Because I think a lot of our heroes see how many people you can kill and you're a hero.
Yeah. So this is Roger Whittaker. I don't believe in if anymore.
Now if you load your rifle right, and if you fix your bayonet so, and if you kill that man, my friend, the one we call the foe, and if you do it often, lad, and if you do it right, you'll be a hero overnight. You'll save your country from a plight. Remember, God is always right. If you survive to see the sight, a friend now greeting foe. No, you won't believe in if anymore. If's an illusion, if's an illusion. No, you won't believe in if anymore. If it's for children, if it's for children. If I knew then what I know now, I thought I did, you know, somehow. If I could have the time again, I'd take the sunshine, leave the rain.
If only time would trickle slow, like rain that melts the fallen snow. If only, Lord, if only, if only, Lord, if only. Oh, I don't believe in if anymore. It's an illusion, if's an illusion. No, I don't believe in if anymore. If it's for children, if it's for children, building daydreams. No, I don't believe in if anymore. If's an illusion, if's an illusion. No, I don't believe in if anymore. If it's for children, if it's for children, building daydreams.
And you're listening to Love Caris on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And thank you for sharing your music with me today, Ty. That was a beautiful song. And you're right, it's crazy how intentions are set and people just follow along with the crowd, eh?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not one of those that follow the crowd anymore. I used to. Yes, I've kind of got a mind of my own now. And it's just a recent thing. It's not as if I've had it for years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you'd also be, you know, now that you're at a point in your life where you're not afraid to voice your words either, you know, what's the worst that could happen?
Well, you know, I won't go into too much detail, but I remember just a few weeks ago, I was reflecting on something that happened to me. Oh, it was about way back in 1991. I was in this organization and there was a big meeting there, hundreds of people, and the CEO sacked three of us on the spot in front of everybody. And it was quite a shameful thing. I think it was just an expression of power, I think. It was nothing personal. But I just realized 2 weeks ago, I thought, hang on, why didn't just one of those people stand up and say, hang on, that is not right what you did to these good men?
Yeah.
And that was a lesson for me. You can still learn things from the past. Some things that are not so good, but they can be good. Because if I ever saw that happening in front of my eyes, I'd stand up now.
Yeah. Sometimes all we need is somebody to stand up for us and say, hey, have you looked at it this way?
Exactly. There's always a different way of looking at the same thing.
Yeah, I think that's, I take a lot of that on board as well now, because I've never been, had anybody stand up for me. I've always had to stand up for myself. And that's quite a hard place to be.
Oh, I totally relate to that. I do.
Yeah. It
can be a lonely place.
But when you've done it often enough, it's like, oh, this is second, yeah. You know, this is not a problem anymore. This is like, but sometimes it's nice to be soft and have somebody to stand up for you.
It is nice.
Yeah.
But now that I'm 67, I can stand up on my own now.
Yeah. Those 2 feet are good and strong, are they?
Be proud. You know, I won't say the whole poem, but there's a part in there, a couple of lines that says, stand up and be proud. You survived the vultures and the snares. You survived where others didn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, be proud of yourself.
Absolutely. Walk tall and
look back with from a viewpoint, knowing you're safe and secure.
Yeah. About 2 months ago, I had a good friend of mine, I better not mention his name, he said in front of a lot of people too, he said, "Ty, you're too humble." Maybe it's a cultural thing, I don't know what it is. But can you be too humble?
Well, the thing is, you don't see yourself through other people's eyes. You don't see in yourself what other people say about you. You know, I've had people saying things like, "Wow, Keris, you've done this, you've done that." But you never talk about them. And I'm like, well, I do. You just have to be in the right room in the conversation, you know? I often sneak out things that I've done in my life. Some of them are not so proud of. But, you know, you just don't live your life thinking, all right, I'm going to write a running checklist now of this, that and the other. You just do and you just be. And as far as I'm concerned, as long as I don't hurt anybody else in that process or to the best of my ability, there's always, you know, there can be some casualties where I don't want to do what they want to do. And if I stayed in that position, it would have been of detriment to my own mental health.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes you've got to walk away and do the right thing for you.
Yes. Yes, I've had my challenges, mental health.
Yeah.
And I remember last year saying, oh, to my wife, Sue, I said, oh, guess what my favourite letter in the alphabet is? And she said, what? I said, B. She said, why? Just B. Like you said.
Yeah.
Just B.
Just be who you be.
Mm.
And enjoy the process of being that.
Yeah, I actually enjoy my own company now.
Yeah.
I'm at peace and I'm present and I'm aware. I'm alive.
Yes. Yeah, I've kind of got used to my own company over the last few years and it's so peaceful. It is so peaceful.
Yeah.
You can't argue with yourself. Yes, you can. No, you can't. Yes, you can. No, you can't.
And you know what's so liberating? You know what's so liberating? It's not judging others.
Yeah.
Because if you judge someone, obviously there's a sort of you put this dirty cloak on you.
Yeah.
This invisible dirty cloak. But when you don't judge others, just allow them to be who they are.
Yeah, because the true colours always come through.
Oh, what a, it's freedom, isn't it?
Nobody can hide. Nobody can hide away forever.
No.
And that's the best thing about it.
Just accept people for who they are.
Yes.
Even when they think they're right. And they probably are. But you don't have to agree with everybody.
Absolutely. Wouldn't it be a boring place if we all thought the same?
I'll say. Yeah, I'll say.
Well, time is running out, Ty, and I gotta be honest, and I'm so blessed to have you come and chat on my show today. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, because this is probably the most open I've ever been in my whole life. Ever, seriously. Probably some of my own family don't even know half of what I've said.
Yeah, setting a legacy, look.
So my soul family, you know all about me a little bit more now anyway.
Yeah, it's a little bit nerve-wracking to open your heart and speak your truth. I really appreciate you having that trust and faith. That the right people will hear your words, the people who need to hear your words will hear the words.
Yeah, I'm always here to help anybody if they want some advice or just want to hear an ear.
Yeah. Where can people find you if they wanted to talk to you? Where's the best place to look?
Well, I'm on Facebook. That's about the only place, really.
Yeah?
Yeah. And my phone number. Can I say it?
If you want to, yeah.
Yeah, it's 027 0800 26 87 421. Yeah.
And you can, if you'd like to connect with me, you can connect on lovecaris.com or on Facebook, Love Caris. And if you would like to connect with Ty, you can connect via me and I will put you in touch with this amazing
perfect.
Man.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. And thank you all for listening. I hope you've had an amazing day and, yeah. Look forward to catching up with you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.